So comes along Parakimol Mishnah Dalid of Maseches Svachim, our daily dose for today. Hashochin is Hazevach, someone who shechts a korban lechol, kazayas min ha'or, min ha'rotev, min ha'kiba, min ha'alal, min ha'atzamos, min ha'gidim, can you keep up with me, ratzafayim, min ha'karnayim. Whew, what are those? So you have the rotev, that's some of the sauce, the liquid of the korban. So you have the kippah, is a certain cavity, the alal is from the tail, from the bones, the atzamos, the gidim, the sinews, that's a great one. Sinews, the tzlafayim, the hooves, and karnayim, the horns, these are all things that are not normally brought on the mizbeach, or eaten as part of the korban. Chutz lizmano, chutz lemkomo, kosher. Ve'in chayav nalei mishum pigol v'nosar v'tameh. Right, if you have intention, chutz lizmano, chutz lemkomo, it's going to be kosher, because they're not part of the process of the korban that's brought on the mizbeach at all. And there's no liability for pigol, as you've been saying. There's no nosar, right? In other words, if you leave them over until, don't devour them or use them at all, until after the time that is designated for the achilas ha-korban, the halacha is same disqualification, does not apply. And finally, there's no problem of disqualifying it with tumah. That too is not going to be an issue at all. Yashikach Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalid, and we are moving ahead. We have two more Mishnahs to finish Perek Gimel. So next time, Imirta Hashem, Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey. Yashikach.